A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The year is 2022.
What happened this year?
How do we start this?
I
just roll the old?
I think we should
recording
just...
where I sound so different.
Yeah, I think we should hit it.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new brand. Yeah, no,
that's not gonna work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle,
and I'm Bradley Stern,
and this is It's Britney, Bitch,
a podcast for stans
by stans,
dedicated to 20 years of the living legend Britney Jean Spears.
I literally feel dusty. I feel like old. Like,
ew. Well, you are.
I've been moisturizing, but
I sound horrendous in that intro. By the way, I don't know what was going on. I think I was trying to do my like mask.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so. A little, maybe.
Okay. Well, you've grown so much.
Oh wow!
You've really spread your wings. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Right? Yes.
To a one-off dedicated
special
episode honoring the legendary Miss Britney Spears' wedding to Sam Asghari. We decided, if you don't know, we have a podcast called Legends Only, but this was obviously the event of the year enough that we would want to create a dedicated episode.
Yes, we got a lot of requests to jump back on and go through this and... An iconic day like this deserves a special moment.
It does.
So we're back, but we're also still on Legends Only.
Yeah.
Weekly. If you want to keep up
with us weekly, we're on Legends Only. And we do talk about Brit quite a bit.
We do.
Over there, but this was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So
like
without...
this podcast is over, but.
Right. But.
We're back.
We're here for the memories. Hey. So without further ado. Here is Britney's wedding.
Surprise, bitch. Surprise, it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
The event of the month.
Of the year.
Of the year.
Honestly, Met Gala whomst.
Oh, I forgot about her.
I don't know her because it happened at Britney's Calabasas home.
Oh, actually, Met Gala. Did you see the dress? We're going to be discussing dresses and all of this, but allegedly,
yes.
Kim ruined the dress.
Right. That's a different topic for the conversation.
Yeah.
But yes. Well, I was boarding a flight when I got the notifications. Fast and furious that Britney was indeed having her wedding to Sam Asghari on June the 9th at her home. And
an interesting date choice. Did you happen to catch the
6-9?
Yeah.
Do we think
16-9?
You never know.
I don't know. I thought like maybe it was intentional.
It could have been 3-3.
That already passed.
That's not great for a wedding, I suppose. Well, whatever.
How dare anyone get married on 3-3? Disgusting. Divorce.
We're going to have listeners who got married on March 3rd, and please file all of your complaints.
Or like 22, 20. Oh, wait, there's not 22 months. Anyway. Anyway.
June 9th, Britney wedding. Okay. Where were you?
I was...
Now it's a historic event. Where were you?
I was here, like in my apartment.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I was in JFK.
I think it was in Central Park, probably.
Yeah. You were feeding birds.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at a Italian restaurant
Joanne's.
Joanne's to go at JFK. And yeah, I mean, to be fair, it was a whole day event because we knew that morning that they were setting up.
Mm-hmm.
And I already knew going on the trip, and I was like, this is not happening while I'm in the air, is it? Of course it is.
I do remember texting you and being like, wait, is this actually real?
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to disconnect a lot from social. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, now I'm going to be tuned in all day. And then the Discord started to, you know, fire up. And
fired up.
Oh, this is happening.
Yes. Well, it kicked off with a bang. Dramatic bang.
Yeah, there was some drama to start.
There sure was, because Lord knows she can't have a day of peace in her life. Wedding meant to be a day of celebration, but not for her. Yes. Well, sometimes, reference, ghosts of the past show up at your front door.
And walk in.
And walk in and walk through it. And it's pretty scary. Yes. Jason Alexander, husband number one, broke into Brittany's home like 6 hours before the event, I want to say, on Instagram Live, streaming from the iconic foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Like
was we fully recognized in her living room.
Yes. If you know it, you know it. Just from that popular meme. Like, if you know this place, you are.
There was that tweet.
Yes.
Yes.
You are friends with me. Yes. But this was not funny. This was scary. He made his way through to the ceremony section that they set up outside.
Stalking around her home.
Yeah.
And then got in.
Yeah. And people were sort of just looking a little confused that were on the stream. I only watched a bit of it because it made me too uncomfy. But yeah, he just marched his way in. I mean, what can we say? Somebody loves an insurrection.
Stormed the Capitol and then stormed into Britney's wedding tent and living room.
There's a theme here. Luckily, he was detained, arrested, charged with felony stalking.
I think she needs to go to jail.
Literally. And 3-year restraining order from Brittany and Sam.
Yeah. And Brittany's lawyer was very aggressive about this, which we stand.
We had a statement before the wedding ceremony, I believe. Already, he was just like,
yeah, he was like, we're going to be handling this.
Yes, yeah. That is Matthew Rosengart, same as conservatorship lawyer. He swept in with a swiftness and said, not today, you little shit. And we had that little moment. Well, to be fair, the entire day was surreal. And I can't believe any of it happened for the most part because
it was a whirlwind.
It was a whirlwind. But to kick off with an insurrection is really something.
Yeah, this was scary.
This was scary.
To be fully honest.
Right. And I thought I saw a report that he had a knife.
I don't know, but I would not be shocked.
Well, in either case, we are happy that nothing worse happened. This could have been a lot worse. Everyone wants a piece of her. What can we say? And there are a lot of people in her outer orbit now who just snakes, monsters, rats, trash. Just luckily this was handled. Let's say that.
Maybe if people weren't giving him a platform, just saying.
Well.
And inviting him to things.
There's that too.
But I digress.
Well, moving on to, well, actually, speaking of legal matters.
Yeah, there is one final bit of, like, not that it's negative, but, you know, getting these things.
Oh, I think it's positive.
Yeah. So People Magazine has confirmed that Britney does, in fact, have a prenup in place. A lot of people were concerned about that as well. They've confirmed that a prenup is solid and he does not get a dime from anything prior to wedding day.
Love that.
And beyond. Or wedding day backwards.
Gotcha.
So now that they are a couple, I think it's different, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we love that. Lord knows she's had enough headlines about her finances. So that's good. But I just think that's a good thing in general. I think prenups should be like required.
Yeah.
To be quite honest. trust no one, first of all. I don't care how much you love them. And number two, I literally think it should be required. I feel like there should be a way that you are protected.
Yeah.
So that you don't lose all your money. That seems horrible. Anyway, I digress. But that, I don't even think it has anything to do with love. Obviously, it just has to do with like common sense. I don't know. Just like,
yeah.
And not blaming any either party. Just being like, nope, we just have this plan in place that mm-hmm. nobody's going to get fucked over. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how that all works.
I don't know how that works. I'm not even on my first or second marriage yet, but yeah. To any man
out there is listening.
Yeah.
There will be a prenup.
I don't think I honestly
get there.
I will need to worry about that anytime soon mm-hmm. or ever. But yeah. Well, let's talk about the more fun part of the wedding. And the invite
fun
list.
Fashion friends.
Yes. There was so much that went on. And to be honest, I'm still processing it. I said it like in real time in a tweet. But like, I know that that happened. And I know I saw the pictures and I saw the videos. But I cannot grasp that it's real.
No,
still.
It was such a wild 48 hours.
It really was.
And then it continued because Brittany has been posting her posts on her Instagram over the past couple days.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, we get new details, we get new pictures. It's just been a lot.
It has been. Well, let's talk about the guest list.
This is a place for legends, okay?
Is a place for mostly legends, yes.
Oh, mostly?
There were some questionable ones. So, well, let's talk about the notable guests, Donatella Versace. Now, this one's a big one because we, of course, had that photo, the foyer meeting, the fitting for what we now think might have been Met Gala first before wedding dress, because she admitted that she was almost going to go to the Met Gala. In that case, I think she would have gone with Versace.
Yeah.
So, because if they're already doing the dress, chances are obviously that she would go with Donatella. So I feel like that was going to happen until she decided to get in the bathtub with her dog.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is what she said. She got in the bathtub with her dog.
I feel like Donatella did both.
Oh, yeah. They're very well so maybe a Met Gala dress.
Not that this is about the Met Gala, but I would love to see these renderings.
I wonder if one of her 500 after party outfits was an early rendering. Because she changed like 12 times.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Every photo is like a different outfit from her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So Donatella, fashion collaborator at this point, and who knows, maybe Met Gala 2023 if she's out of the bathtub. Then there was, of course, Paris Hilton, deep Britney friend, who, according to E, because I remember this came up, gave Britney wedding advice before the event. A source confirmed that Britney called Paris for wedding advice.
I was going to say, this seems like Paris really helped orchestrate a lot of this.
Yes.
It felt very Paris.
And she also turned down an event for the presidents, mm-hmm. right? And all of the presidents, she said, right?
She was supposed to DJ for
all of the
Biden,
presidents.
Right?
I thought she said all of the presidents.
What do you mean all of them?
Like some
one.
Sort of... Hold on. I have to confirm this because there was something that she passed on. Summit of the Americas. I don't know if that means that all the others were also invited to it. I was actually asked to DJ for the president and all of the other presidents around the world for the dinner, she said, referring to the 9th Summit of the Americas. But this was more important to me.
She's not wrong. No.
I mean, if we're talking about world leaders...
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Biden comes in there somewhere in the mid-50s to 60s, but she's...
Do we think Jill
10.
Biden knows the lyrics to Stars Are Blind?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Bidens regularly sing Nothing in This World through the halls of White House. She also said, I'm not going to go into details because it's the Princess Bride's night and that's her story to tell. But all I can say is that I'm so incredibly happy for her. She looked stunning and just made me so happy to see that she found her fairy tale. She said that on her podcast, This is Paris.
She did an emergency episode.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did what we did not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you were on vacation.
I was on vacation. I did see the tweets about emergency episode and I just logged out.
No, those days are long gone. Nothing
out.
Is an emergency anymore.
No.
Except for...
Call me when there's...
climate change.
Or a Stacey or Eco comeback. Those two things, I will hop on a mic. Miami is underwater and Stacey's back. That's it.
I literally said to you, I was like, no, you're going on vacation. Yeah. You're not taking your mic.
No. But it would have been kind of fun to record this with ocean sounds in the back. I'll just put on what I listen to when I go to bed. All right. Notable guest. This is an up-and-comer from Michigan. Her name is Madonna. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen her on TikTok.
I have seen her on TikTok. Yeah, I really hope she gets a hit finally. She has been trying hard.
Developing artist.
Developing artiste. Madonna was there in a multicolored dress, gown, being mother of the bride, honestly. Like,
it was very Kyle Richards.
It was very Kyle Richards. Yes, and we did get, of course, the recreation, which is its own podcast, frankly. 2003.
Yeah, that would be...
oh, wow.
A solid...
Two decades. I just... Actually, what comes to mind first is Avril and Kelly Osbourne staring in disgust. But... yes, we did get the recreation of the kiss, which was very sweet looking. It was very knowing, like, yeah, we know we just...
It was cute. Yeah.
Yeah. We shook the world again. I'm sure Madonna did beg for it, but it happened. And that's the important part. She did mention it, though, in her caption, the first caption. She was like, I kissed Madonna. So she was all right with it. She tolerated Madonna at her wedding. She probably, if I had to guess, she was probably camped out in a corner doing TikToks throughout the whole night. But I'm glad she was there.
We'll find out. We'll...
yeah, the uploads will come in.
Yeah.
Frozen on Fire at Britney's house remix.
Ooh.
Yeah. In Britney's bathroom.
Slay, though.
It's, yes, it was a slay. Speaking of slay, Slaylina Gomez-Morizing, also a guest. And I want to say a first time hangout with Britney.
I think so.
They met, I believe, at a VMAs, like professionally, I want to say. But as far as a hang, I think this might have been the first time. Because Britney said she's even more beautiful in person, if you can believe it. Which I think is something you say if you've not met somebody before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my takeaway from it, was this was an actual hour-long hangout.
Meet and greet.
Versus a hey, sweetie.
Yeah.
On the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, because all the pictures are very intimate. They're like talking, like hunched over in what point. They're hugging.
Wait, didn't they briefly, I'm getting a flashback to when Britney did the thing and Gaga was dressed as
Joe Calderon.
Uh-huh. And she went backstage and Selena was hosting that thing in that tunnel. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. They had
and she was like, hey, sweetie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a moment, mm-hmm. But this I feel like is like a legitimate moment of like hanging out. I'm happy for her because we know Selena is legitimately a Britney stan and has been from the beginning, always covered her songs in concerts, like always stand referenced in The Zone when she was doing Stars Dance and then Britney reference Revival when she's doing Glory. It's a mutual love.
We have to give it up to Selena Gomez for inspiring Glory.
Oh, we do. Miss Spanish and a Bobby.
She's, you know, she's Spanish and she's a baby. So I was really inspired by her work. And I think as women, it's cool to like look up to other women and to like, I mean, she's younger than me, but still I was like, wow, this is like really good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it was very cool. So I was definitely inspired by her stuff.
Amazing.
Spanish on a wedding. Love to see it. And then another, I think, first time friend.
Maybe.
I unless they chill behind the scenes is Drew Barrymore, who... truly, over the past 2 years with everything that went on with Britney, I know everyone shouts for an Oprah interview, but I actually think Drew makes more sense.
Me too.
they both experienced similar traumas. Mm-hmm. They've both gone through the ringer of the child star
machine.
You know, abuses machine. And Drew is such a compassionate interviewer. Not that Oprah isn't, but I just think that Drew has that thing that Brittany would be more, even more open to talking. Drew feels more like your friend. Oprah feels like a wise guru. Mm-hmm. Like, so much of her stuff is like Sunday spiritual, like all that stuff. Whereas Drew is your friend. And I feel like if anyone's going to get even more out of Brittany that to make her feel comfortable, it'd probably be Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Drew has also sung the praises of Brittany. She was a big supporter of her throughout everything.
They're also kind of similar in the sense that they're quirky.
Oh, yeah.
There's that weirdness, and I say that
out of love.
Respectfully.
Yes.
They have this kind of quirkiness and sense of humor that's very similar.
Right.
That I don't think a lot of, well, a lot of people get it.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, some people don't get it.
Yes. No, again, I really think that they. No, it does. If you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
I just definitely think I would. I'm just not surprised that they connect. If this is the first time mm-hmm. or times to come, like that checks out in my mind.
Right. Like I think of Drew's news segments yeah. where she does those jokes and they're really hokey and
yeah,
it's very Britney.
Maybe she's the wise older woman giving Selena the news. We never know.
We will never know.
We'll never know.
Maybe.
Choose your own destiny. We got that. We got some randoms. I mean, one that's like very questionable is Ansel Elgort. He's in West Side Story. Oh,
my God. What is it called?
Oh, boy. That one was definitely an odd one for me. Maria Menounos.
That was random, too. Is it basically everyone that she follows on Instagram?
Like,
yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Kind of.
Honestly.
But then
she's following 49 people.
Okay.
Which is iconic.
Yeah.
That is a, like, you basically have been knighted by a princess.
Yeah.
If you are getting a follow from Britney Spears.
For sure.
So, Charlotte Tilbury, Mua.
Well, that, she tagged all of her glam mm-hmm. as well.
Paris, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Peep is followed by Britney.
Yes.
But was not there. Billie Eilish, Elton John, Selena, Tinashe. She still follows G-Eazy.
Oh, that's
Backstreet Boys, iconic. Adele. Yeah. These are legends. I mean.
Right.
Janet, Beyonce, Miley, Nicki, Heidi Klum, J-Lo, Lady Gaga, Ryan Seacrest, Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, Madonna, Iggy Azalea. Oh, Will.i.am.
Well, he was there too.
Oh, he was there.
He looked terrible.
Casual.
Disrespectful.
You know what?
There's a theme from Britney G.
You are not going to come into my home and disrespect the creator of Scream and Shout in my home. Listen, as a fashion icon, I don't get it, but he gave us Scream and Shout, and for that, we will respectfully
look the other way.
Yes.
Two invites I loved, Willie and Chase.
This is like the cutest ever.
That is like,
they've been through a lot.
For those who don't, her dancers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
We love to see it because I don't feel like, and not that she needs to or anything, but like she hasn't done a ton of connecting to the music in the past 2 years for many obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But like having dancers there is just the slightest of nods of like, I still remember that part of my life. Because truly, like, this guest list has nothing to do either with her music really at all or, you know, anything like that.
No.
Like, you know, we're in, like, new territory, but, like, that
people
was, like,
people she's inspired by.
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
So, like, having a little, a dancer's moment was, like, a nice little nod to, obviously, the career, which is lovely.
She's always trusted them the most, too. Like, if you think back to her performances and stuff, they've always held, not like the
literally lead. Held yeah the back
right
handspring.
But like the back handspring the like they've had moments that are, you can tell she trusts them, and so for me to see this, I there's a comfort in it.
I thought that was really cute. One thing that it's rendered me speechless since we're talking about notable guests is a moment, a video of all the legends standing in the row, singing, or perhaps demanded, which is my guess, Madonna's Vogue.
Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Strike a pose. There's nothing to it.
Vogue.
Historians will study this moment. This is history.
I have no words.
Here's the thing I love about it. They are all so offbeat. They don't know the lyrics. They're not in sync with each other. It's so awkward.
Literally, Donatella is like...
Oh my God, what is it called?
You have...
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
You have like billionaire legends, icons, queen of pop, and they are
and
the most...
And probably one of the most famous songs in history.
And they couldn't be more human in this moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that is just so fascinating to see. Like, this Avengers of Queens of Pop, and they're just, like, awkwardly bopping around, all doing their own choreo and awkward glances at each other. Drew is totally in it. I think Drew was really serving. And Madonna's just like, there we go. I gotta sing this fucking song for the millionth time. And she changed it to Britney at the end. But... Selena, I don't think was clued on the lyrics on that one.
No.
But I lived for that moment because it was so fucking human and strange. And not strange, just like very ordinary, in fact. Like a couple of people bopping around at karaoke just kind of trying to wing it.
It's honestly like if you think about that group.
Yeah.
The one thing about all of them, I mean, they're all iconic.
Yes.
But they also have... a thread of social awkwardness and anxiety that kind of connects them all in a way.
Mm.
Like their stories as humans.
Mm.
Like think of Selena and the stuff that she's shared recently. Paris's story, Drew's story, Britney's story, Donatella's story. Like they all come from not similar backgrounds, but like there is.
Yes.
There's a connection between all of them.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. And I mean, we don't even know the extent to which Madonna maybe, you know, spoke to Britney off the record and like into what degree she helped her and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's always that element of it.
And I love that, too, that we have not heard.
That's true.
Anything.
Right.
To me, that really speaks to the character
mm-hmm.
of these women that we love.
Yeah.
That they went. Yes, they posted photos, but they're all being respectful.
I mean, let's talk about Donatella's caption. That also shook me. Did you see that one?
No.
Again, super respectful. She wrote, iconic women supporting the iconic woman.
Oh.
Congratulations, Britney. We love you. I mean, the iconic woman.
Know what would be iconic?
What?
If Britney wore the mermaid dress again.
The mermaid dress.
Like, you know, Kim wore Marilyn's dress.
Yeah.
What if Britney wore that mermaid dress again, the Versace mermaid dress again?
Oh, that could be good.
She needs to have a moment. She meaning the dress. Anyway.
Yeah.
Just a random thought.
Okay. Which?
Put that in Ripley's, believe it or not. No one talks about that dress enough. One day.
Who wore it?
Britney, the rainbow mermaid dress.
Is it officially called the mermaid dress? Because I just think
know.
Of it
as like looks like scales.
Oh, because I was like, I just think of it as a rainbow dress.
Oh,
Britney mermaid dress. I'm just wondering if they called it that when it came out.
Am I the only one who calls it that?
Looking it up now.
I think I may be the only one.
I was really racking my brain. Vintage Versace.
Okay, it looks like scales. That's
it does.
Why.
It definitely looks like scales. Like I
but
see
there's
it.
Not like a mermaid tail on it.
Rainbow fish dress. To be honest.
There's stars on it.
Yeah, I don't know that it ever had a name. I'm looking. I don't think it did. But for anyone who isn't aware of this dress, the original dress, there is one that she wore in 2002 while attending a Versace fashion show in Milan. It's one of her fiercest looks of all time. It's a sort of sparkling rainbow, iridescent,
sheer
mermaid/fish couture.
It's a fucking slay.
Yes. Versace really is like her closest high fashion connection.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. The mermaid dress. Officially.
Slay.
It's a slay. As far as Britney's dress, Donatella also shared the details of that dress.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, and second of all, it's made out of, the veil was made of 4.5 meters of silk tulle. She wore tulle gloves, pearls, satin pumps, and it took 700 hours to make by the tailors of Atelier Versace.
700?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a lot.
Crafted in a delicate white silk and features a portrait neckline. Yes.
I loved the renderings, the drawings.
The sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of my days at FIT.
Yeah. I love the like photoshopped on heads that they do for fashion mm-hmm. illustrations.
They're so cute.
It's very cute. Yeah. So truly high fashion. And we got some good looks of it. The thing is, and I respect it, I don't demand it at all. We didn't get a full photo shoot, I would say, that really shows it off.
No.
In all of its glory. But there was like a behind one of the long train. Yeah. Yeah. And as far as the party inside, it looked like it was a intimate but fantastic time with who was there. Because we saw the shots of like her cuddled in the corner with Selena talking.
Mm-hmm.
Selena looked like Stan dreams come true.
And Britney did post that on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's wearing sunglasses in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like Britney's crying in the photo. Mm-hmm. And Selena has like her hands on her leg.
Oh.
It's very sweet. Like, it looks like Selena saying something. I'm making this up. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what went down.
Well, we were there.
But it looks like Selena is, you know, expressing love to her.
Yeah.
And it looks like Britney, because Sam has like his arm on her, is like comforting her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the caption, she says, I sat down and remembered who I was. And it looks like Selena's just gushing to her.
Yeah.
I would like to believe that that's what happened.
I like that.
It's like, you are just such a legend. And I'm so glad to know that I inspired Glory. No.
Yeah. I heard No Se Es Cortez and I said, sounds familiar.
No.
I was put in my place and remembered who I was.
Yes, got on my knees.
Yes.
Kissed her feet.
Yeah.
No.
I'm joking. Actually, I'm super excited about this new era of their friendship because I feel like Britney, in my opinion, was like this timid fangirl of Selena. But they never like broke the ice reference to like hang out. And now mm-hmm. I'm like wondering if they'll actually hang. They're both like anxious girls with a lot of trauma under their belt. Like, yeah. I feel like they would really hang just like Drew. It really is like a support group, honestly, because they do, as you said, like have similar things that they've mm-hmm. all gone through in various ways. So I think that's maybe what's even more heartwarming about it. It's not just a random assortment of legends. It's
no.
Like, there's connections here.
Like, if you know, there's a very distinct
mm.
connection between these women, and I think that's what makes it so heartwarming.
Yes. And then the boys, her sons, also did not attend, but it was Kevin Federline's lawyer issued a statement about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, sending their love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder if she was afraid they would hit on Selena Gomez. I literally, that was my first thought. I was like, is she afraid that they would, like, fuck with the celebrities?
I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't trust my 13-year-old son.
It could have also been an adult. Like, maybe they didn't want to be...
Yeah, it's not like... I don't think we saw any kids.
No.
At all.
Some people do that, right?
Yes. I would definitely do that when I get married, which is never.
Yeah.
A child?
That's a child.
That's a child.
And that's fucking Madonna. No. Oh my God. Paris Hilton.
Sean Preston, get away from Donatella.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's so many reasons for that potentially being an issue. But anyway, ceremony was at her home, and there is a new home on the way.
Yeah.
Moving into a new abode. Do we know any details?
We do. So she has the wedding at her home that we've known for
yes.
ever.
We all live in that living room.
Yes, we all live
on the tiny
couch.
There's
plenty of couches.
Plenty
for
of
everyone.
Room on every tiny couch.
Yes, and no honeymoon, but moving day has already started. So there's been photos of them moving stuff out. There's photos of the home that are out on social media. People have found it.
Oh.
It's in a neighborhood, so she has neighbors now.
Oh.
Versus before, where it was kind of, you know, vast hills.
Yes. Interesting.
But she now has neighbors. It's smaller. Mm. Gorgeous. And people have found the previous owner.
Oh.
Who has a lot of Instagram videos of herself in the house. And there's a new hallway that is like a catwalk hallway.
Ready.
So the memes have already started to populate of like people think this is going to be
the
new hallway.
Any of this. Okay,
people
so the girls are ready.
The new pool.
Okay.
The new, yes. So there are photos of the house.
Gotcha.
It is not the Jeffree Star mansion house.
The yak deal didn't go through.
No.
She didn't buy the yak meat.
Because that was...
It was up for contention,
yeah. Yes, so it is not the Jeffree Star.
I'm glad.
Abode.
I think she would get lost. I would get lost in that.
Yeah,
that's a huge house.
It is a different one. It's smaller.
Good.
Still a mansion. And what better timing, honestly? It's like, you know, new chapter.
Yeah. I love that. Now,
new beginnings.
Yeah, I hope she does, you know, take her honeymoon whenever she wants and then updates us like the week after it happened so we don't know where she is. Until after.
Mm-hmm.
She should do like, because she does that though. She's gone to Mexico, Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Hawaii a million times.
Updates are usually delayed, which I think is smart.
Definitely. But all in all, I will say like, I'm just really happy for her because her expression in those photos, the one specifically of her in the short tux jacket with no pants on. The diamond thong. Her face reminded me of the Britney that like I know and love.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that one specifically, I was just like, that's like Britney joy for sure. And the hug photo is iconic with Selena and Drew. That's super sweet. There are just moments in these photos where I'm just like, wow, I'm so happy for her. So
yeah.
It's incredible. We also have the Vogue report from the day, because as you said, like everyone's being super respectful of not telling her story and like spilling the details on what happened, except for like, you know, approved outlet details.
Mm-hmm.
Who I wonder like who gave Vogue the details. But one line, which is also worthy of its own podcast, was the couple didn't have a first dance, but Selena Gomez, Madonna, and the bride danced together to Toxic, followed by Paris and Britney singing Stars Are Blind. It's a sentence that could kill a colonial woman.
Madonna. No.
Madonna.
Sorry, I'm joking.
It could kill a pilgrim for sure. yeah. It's just, what do you do? The F word was too stunned to speak. That is like me doing Legendina fan fiction on my blog. That's
right, like,
not
this
real.
This is not something we ever thought.
No, if you came to me a few years ago and said that sentence to me, I would be like, oh, so you're an unserious person. you're a liar from the future. Also, why are you here? But like, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Also, Toxic Britney. Find a better song.
But, you know,
the thing is, literally Toxic is
it
that,
a wedding?
It's a wedding
someone
song.
Someone doesn't play Toxic.
It's a fucking wedding song, including her own.
She probably left the room.
She's She left the room and wheeled in a tree to jump.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah. The singing of Stars Are Blind for me is even more like.
The thought of Britney knowing that song.
Yes.
Is iconic.
The amount of money that video is worth, if we ever get it, were they lip syncing to it just like happily on the dance floor, or were they like on a mic? Was the mic hot? Because that's
maybe we'll
crazy.
Never know.
And I will say, I love that we don't. I love that it's a slow trickle, and every single detail we get is like, I'm gonna need 6 to 9 months to process this information, because there's some sort of like Hollywood legend icon status around this that is like, it actually was more impressive and impactful than the Met Gala, in my opinion. Like, I think it shook the world for the whole day.
Wasn't there that report that Britney was the most searched woman of, like, the weekend or something?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that, but that checks out. And I'm not making this up. I was at the airport as we were scrolling through, and the couple next to us, the woman literally said, oh, Britney's getting married right now to her husband, or whoever she was with. It was like, as I was scrolling, looking at the updates, causing a panic in the industry. I mean, please. I wouldn't have guessed this to happen in a million years, because I think we've always sort of said she's not that kind of girl to do a big
spectacle.
A-lister spectacle kind of situation. But like, the more you think about how they're all connected and all that, it makes more sense. And also, she wants to have her fun and like do things big now. Like, she wants to do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I also wonder if the group got together and was like, we need to do this for her. And
yeah, we don't even know who was participating in the guest list creation, like, or giving her ideas. Yeah, I don't know. It's still very surreal. Oh, there was a horse and carriage?
Yeah.
The late, great Radar Horse sent a distant relative to, I think, just take her around the property.
Yeah, it was like, you know, around the driveway, and then...
It was kind of like in the Radar video. It just literally, like, circled the little...
And she just, like, waved, you know, from the sideline.
She, like, waved to the cat. She said, stay there.
I'm thinking about the time I went to a wedding, and it was at a country club, and I got so drunk, and I was waving
on the carriage
to the horses. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in the Radar music video. There was people playing like that game with like the hoop that you have to like fucking knock the ball into the...
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Is that basketball?
No, they're on the ground. It's like the hooks.
The cross.
Little tunnels.
No.
And you have to like knock the little...
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a wooden thing. Golf. I know what golf is.
Everyone's so mad right now because they're not saying the word. I know what you're talking about. You have the mallet.
Yeah, it's like a wooden stick.
Wait, I'm going to be... Croquet!
Yes.
Yes. Croquet knee. Croquet fantasy. Everybody has a mallet. Anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, the cascading flowers from the balcony. A moment. For me, this is very Britney still. Like, she still loves a fairy tale. She loves the fantasy. That all of that was like, yep, that checks out. So.
And the photos in the iconic living room.
Oh.
That was like...
I was just having a conversation about that.
That's Britney.
Like...
With the mirror still set up... Leaning against
with a Versace team member in the background.
That is
your Vogue exclusive photo. There is something. So at first I was like, I can't believe it. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, that is fierce as fuck. Like, that's what you're giving Vogue as your exclusive. Like, that is her.
It's a selfie.
Because sometimes,
in the living room.
Like, sometimes we lament, like, oh, she could be high fashion editorial and she could do all these campaigns, but that's not her, really.
Nope.
If she does decide to do it, sure, but, like, what is more quintessentially her, especially in the past few years, than, like, a selfie in that living room, just in a wedding dress this time?
Yep.
And the fact that Vogue's exclusive, like, one of those photos, like, one or two, it's just so...
Her.
Her.
That is the takeaway from this whole... moment is it's all just so her.
Yeah.
It's like you are on the level as Madonna.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Of
you
course.
You are up there.
Yes.
In terms of iconic, legendary status.
Mm-hmm.
But she is so fucking humble still.
Right.
And she does not change.
No.
And that's why we love her.
It is why we love her. And the mysteries will continue mystering around her. Like, everything is so quirky, and yet it's, like, so her.
Yep.
Anyway.
I almost feel like if there was a full glamorous shoot, I would have been like...
Yeah. It actually would have been kind of foreign, I guess.
Yeah.
I was just having the conversation because I was like, what is her true like high fashion? Yes, there was Kenzo.
Chic.
But then before that, like really, she did have a Vogue that was honestly like not my favorite. It wasn't super inspired in my opinion. Like her Vogue shoot.
Ooh, L.
The L was good.
Yeah.
But W as well. The one, the...
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
The arch, yeah.
Yeah, like those bangs, the sharp bangs and like seductive arch over the back. Yes. But yeah, she's never truly done that. And it, and I'm not going to think that she hasn't gotten a ton of offers. I feel like this is very much like her decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway. All in all, a magical, unpredictable, wild day in pop culture history. The day Britney got married to Sam. And what is there to say? I'm still legitimately processing it.
Same.
I just feel like it's the start of a new chapter for her, obviously. I'm very curious, do you dare, about these newfound friendships and, you know, where she might go next with that. And but ultimately, I'm just really happy for her because obviously her smile in those photos, I was a happy girl.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's my takeaway from this is I feel like having those women around her, mm-hmm. I'm not really interested in the conversations that they were having, not in the sense that, I mean, I would love to have been a fly in the wall, let's be honest,
of course.
There's something about that moment happening I feel was so needed for her to have them physically there with her, having conversations with her.
Yeah.
To be there to support her, to show her love, to celebrate her in person, in a room, in private, with people who are not trying to snake information out of her and sell it to the press, because we all know that has been a problem in the past.
Right. You know, I do wonder if, because the source of like the guest list came out before, I wonder if it was a
I hope she got coined for that Vogue article.
Oh,
I'm sure she did.
Maybe
someone
I don't know.
Probably was like,
well, I think she gets coined from the photos, like, because it all went to
Shutterstock. Like, queen, we stand, go
for
pay
sure.
for the honeymoon
for sure. But then also, like, I do wonder if there it was an agreed upon, because I think she's always liked people. I wonder if it was like a slow and steady, like, so that there wasn't more of a panic. Like, they fed the media information that they wanted to have out.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of time, because that was all correct, I believe. Like, all of their guest list ahead of time and stuff earlier in that day.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Well, she's historically had a really good relationship with People Magazine.
Yeah. So I feel like that was a thing. And then it's funny because the more we talk about it, the more, like, it makes sense that I feel like she's needed more celebrity friends that understand the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else does at that insane world of fame. And they can probably talk about things they're not comfortable talking about with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a really good thing for her. There's that. Oh, Sam looked good too. I think we haven't talked about Sam the entire time.
Well, it's not about him. Sorry.
Sorry, Sam. You're lucky you're there.
This is not called It's Sam Asghari, Bitch.
20 years of Sam Asghari. Is he even that old?
I don't think so.
We've shared a lot. We've learned a lot. We've seen a lot. Strike a pose. There's nothing to it.
But
Brittany. We wish Brittany and Sam a really cool and fun whatever they do after this. Because I don't think there won't be a honeymoon. I just think there'll be something after the house stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And an exciting next chapter in their lives. And all of the happiness, success, money, love, and happiness.
Privacy. Legendary.
Time. Space. Love. Joy. Pepsi. Guess we got to get a move on and start our dream weddings too.
Oh, God. I actually have an idea for my dream wedding.
I'm sure you do.
Do you?
No.
Really?
Like, if it does happen, sort of.
Mine actually is kind of, and it's not that I was inspired by watching Britney's wedding go down, but mine's kind of similar in the sense of breaking tradition of, like, not doing the big ceremony at the church and like separating it out.
Oh, definitely not that.
Right. More of just a party, like a celebration.
That's
event.
What I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decor wise, I know what I like. So
I want mine to be nightclub vibes.
I'm shocked.
I literally, and if I ever can make this happen, it would be like a dream come true, but I want the table settings from the 2007 VMAs where the strippers come down.
Oh.
I want my wedding to be like, yes, we'll do like the ceremony and be like, okay, I do. And then the pole comes down.
Yours is going to be, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Will you take this man?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the poles come down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want strippers on poles as centerpieces.
Okay. You've thought about this.
Oh, I've thought about this for years. And then my, should I say this? I don't want someone to take this the wrong way. My hope is that, actually, this is a drag of me, not the person that I'm going to mention. My hope is that by the time I find a man to marry, Christina Aguilera will be so irrelevant that I can get her to sing When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers.
You have mentioned this.
As my first dance song. So if anyone out there would be interested in that, because that's my dream wedding, is like Christina Aguilera comes out, sings When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers, and then it switches to nightclub, the poles come down, and it's like, it's Britney, bitch. And then Give Me More starts playing, and then Scream and Shout.
And then LMFAO comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much envision this will
party.
Happen. Yeah. I see that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
I don't have it all planned out. I wish I had it that planned out. Mm-hmm. Damn. All I know is I want gothic. I want black roses. Oh. I want like goth. I want it to be not to the point of like Party City, but I love gothic architecture and black roses and like, I don't know, an edginess to it. I like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have to think that through. I'll talk about it with my whoever that is, the first wedding.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Maybe I'll just elope.
You could do that. We've had friends who do that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, anyway, this is not about us.
It's not. Now I'm starting to look up venue. Like, this is exactly it. Like, I want...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. For anyone who wants to know what
Where
it is.
Where is that?
The Mad Genius of Gothic Architecture. It's,
is it
which basically is a church.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm not...
a church with purple lights.
Yeah, but that's different.
You're not welcome in churches, I don't think.
Well, some of them, but I don't... I'm going to look up where that is, but actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to screenshot it and add it to my wedding folder that I'll make. I'll add it and be
a Pinterest board.
I'll make a Pinterest board. If Brittany can do it, I can do it. Oh, here it is. It's the landmark of Vienna, St. Stephen Cathedral.
Oh.
See you there. Austria.
It'd be a casual like $50 million to rent that one out.
Austria. Isn't Austria where the Burger King Austria was? Is that where the Burger King Pride Month deal was?
Uh-huh.
We're going to get double tops, double bottom burgers at the St. Stephen Cathedral.
Food cart.
I can't believe I said no church and I was immediately like, in a church with black roses.
Oh, know what you could do though?
What?
You could do what Madonna did and project it.
Yeah.
Do like
MDNA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the opening of MDNA tour is entirely my shit. Like, that's like wedding vibes to me, too. Like,
you could make
that
happen.
I could.
That'd be cheaper, too. You could just get like a 3D
rendering.
I can
ask her for the prop that she comes down in on, too. I like this plan. Okay. We've got our wedding plans.
Great.
Great. Well, I think that about wraps up Brittany's wedding.
Yeah. Is there any final posts that we missed before we...
Oh, let's do our live
check. Let's do a live check because... We always hit stop and then something breaks. Yeah, nope.
In this case, I think we have all the updates for once.
All right, everyone. Well, seems like we're all clear on updates.
Yeah, for now.
Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to hear more, we are discussing a lot of other things over on our other podcast called Legends Only. That's LEGENDS space ONLY.
I just saw your brain working so hard.
I really did. I paused for
you. I saw the entire wave of emotions being like, I just committed to spelling this out.
Listen,
it's been a long day.
Anywho, yes, you can go over to Legends Only if you want to hear us weekly. We discuss legends
Our personal lives.
Yes. And if you don't, that's fine too. I hope that you enjoy this podcast and revisiting
and remixing, remastering.
Still iconic.
Mm-hmm. And until next time, wherever you find us, we will
see you.
When we see you.
Over there.
Over there.
Over here.
Here.
Over here. No. Over here. No.
No.
Here. Oh my God.
Wow.
So iconic.
If you get it, you get it.
Before the goodbye.
He's been doing vocal lessons since you last heard him.
No, I haven't. We missed you, girls. We know you missed us.
Well,
some of them didn't. Hi. Okay, no, really, though.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who has continued to support this podcast and stream it and revisit it. We appreciate it. And we wanted to give you this little special moment for our special girl and her special day. Mm-hmm. And okay, bye. See you on the main episode of Legends Only.
Soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.